Chelsea.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Nancy Ruta with us from Universal Sky.
Hello.
And myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And we're going to discuss relationships and the whole dynamics of how we kind of get caught up in the I owe you and you owe me and how that sort of holds us down and sticks us. But right before that, we're just going to say, you know, we're here. We're going to talk a little bit about Mercury retrograde as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Which happened Saturday, and apparently Uranus is going to go
retrograde tomorrow.
Woohoo! If you have a question, you want some guidance, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. It always gets a little bit busy last part of the show, so you might want to start calling in now. All right, so Nance.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, today we're going to talk about relationships, like you had said. And there's this dynamic in relationships where one partner feels as though they owe the other partner. And that quite often causes issues within the relationship.
Or they owe them. Yes.
Or they owe them. Well, it's one owes the other.
Somebody owes somebody.
Somebody owes somebody. And typically when you're in a relationship where you feel as though you owe somebody, you really got to ask yourself, why do you feel that? Why do you think you owe them something or they owe you something? Because when we're in like a true union with another individual, we need to look at our energy field as one energy field versus two separate energy fields. So, you know, when you're by yourself, you have your aura, which is all to yourself. But when you're in an intimate connection or relationship with somebody else in which you're sharing your life together, your two fields become one field. And when there's this push-pull dynamic between, no, it's me versus you or you versus me, then there's some healing that needs to occur within both individuals within that relationship.
Always.
Because typically if I feel as though I owe you something, there's going to be this dynamic of you continually taking from me whatever it is that you owe, right? Whatever it is I feel that I owe. Whether or not the other person is consciously taking or not, it's happening, right? So it's about looking at your own internal relationship with yourself and honoring who you are in every possible moment, but also honoring the relationship as one unit in every possible moment. So, like, there's a lot of energy at play right now where we're learning or finishing up what we've learned in the dynamic of relating with other people. So specifically with Venus stationing direct, it's in its post-shadow until the end of July. So how are you moving forward with those relationship lessons that you were learning during the retrograde phase? Because now is the time to implement that learning. And as well as Saturn in the sign of Libra, finishing up its journey in the sign of Libra, shifting out of Libra
in October, the beginning.
Yeah, I think it was October 4th.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. Right?
That's the number I got too, so.
Yes. So there's that dynamic of, you know, again, integrating those heavier lessons or burdens or responsibilities around relationships and working through that energy so that we can embrace that cycle of transformation that's coming in.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that I do interact with are in an IOU, UOI type of relationship. So, and it's just something I've kind of noticed recently.
I'm just going to do a quick.
Sure.
Quick. Anybody who does call in, so my lovely engineer that's calling or that is getting our calls, could you make sure that we get a date of birth? Or if you're going to go in through instant message, could you get a date of birth for us so that, give us your date of birth so that Nancy, because she is my in-house astrologer and she likes to connect in with your energy looking at your date of birth. So if we could get that as well, because I know, we already have it down. We have a caller. So do you want to take the caller now?
Sure.
Or do you want to? Yeah, you sure?
Yeah.
All right. So we got Mike from Michigan.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. And it is the 29th of May, 70. Yes. And so you have something about somebody at work going on?
Well, an associate that I am starting to send some business to. And his name's Tony. And I'm just trying to, there seems to be a, you know, I'm not getting the response back that I need in somewhat, well, in a timely manner at all on a couple different things. And just want to kind of see, I've got these bonds with them right now and other questions that I need answered for clients. And just kind of wanted to get a vibe on what's going on.
Okay. So you're just not sure where he's at and whether you're putting all this energy in it and he's not like, is this a client or a partner?
Well, it's somebody that has sources that I need for my
something
client.
That you need?
Yeah, that I need. Yeah, it's he has the ability right now. It looks like I have these bonds with him that he's looking for a buyer. And and then there's a couple other questions that clients have in regards to a few programs, and I need a little bit more information on, and I'm not getting it right away.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, obviously, whenever there's a relationship, regardless of what the relationship is, and regardless of how we want to look at outside of ourselves, some of the times we have to bring it back into ourselves and look at what it is. Whether there's something around us that is not being clear, or if there's something, I get the sense that there's something around this that the energy around it is a little stuck. Like it's not like there's something about this dynamic, and I don't know if it's a pattern in your life, and I'm going to assume it probably there's something around that that is a bit of a pattern, but that it just feels like you haven't got all the information, but you also, there's some fear around it. Like there's, whether you're putting too much hope into this person, like, you know how sometimes when we want something, we're really pushing to try and get something that we really need, but we're doing it from a place of fear instead of a place of power.
Sure.
There's something around that. Yeah. There's something around that I'm picking up that if you just need to shift something within yourself about, you know, I guess being clearer about the type of people you want to be associated with, if you
sure.
need something from that person, and working through the dynamics of that power play of, you know, what you need and whether, you know, who has the power in this. And it feels like he has the power and you're sort of hoping that it will all work out. And I think I want you to switch that around so that it's, you know, realizing that you're the ones with the clients and you have the power. So sort of switch that up. But I know Nancy has a few things she wants to say there.
Yeah, I keep picking up on this vacation energy. I don't know if you're kind of a little too stressed out and need to take a little break. Does that make sense?
A little bit. I'm heading on a couple-day excursion in a couple weeks.
Okay, because it's almost like nothing's going to come through or identified or concrete until after your vacation.
Okay.
So, like, don't book your vacation based on this deal kind of thing. Ponder it while you're on vacation, because it's like you need to make a little, like some time needs to pass and you really need to think about whether or not this is in your best interest and in the other person's best interest as well. So, and it's like when you detach from your current work environment, that's when you'll get more insight. So when you're in that vacation mode, you'll have more insight on whether or not it feels right to move forward with it. And then when you get back, whatever your decision is, it promises rewarding. So whether you choose to move forward with it or not, it'll be in your best interest and it will reward you either short term or long term. So, but it's like, don't rush to a decision right now.
Right.
Wait until you get back from your vacation.
Yeah, because I really didn't want to go in and, you know, I left him a voicemail yesterday and I didn't want to kind of go in just, you know, blah, 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 blah. And
yeah.
I still wanted to lay back a little bit and be cool with everything and, you know, understanding to some degree. But, you know, again, from the people that sent me this, you know, they're like, hey, we sent you this on the 20th of June. Where are we at?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Don't push it. Just let it happen organically, so to speak. So, you know, if you've left him a message at this point in time, if he calls you back, see how you feel in that moment on, you know, okay, let's set up a date to meet when I return back kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But I wouldn't push anything right now, especially with Mercury going retrograde.
Communications are going to get all messed up. And because we're in the pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. If it's coming on Saturday, we've already been in it for a little while. So communications getting all messed up. Let it flow.
Yeah. And with you have Moon in Leo and Mercury's going retrograde in Leo. So these communications can play on your emotional nature. It's
sure.
best if you, don't go into new negotiations during a Mercury retrograde.
Right. I've learned the hard way on that as I started to learn more.
All right. Well, I'm sure it will all work out because it looks like everything's going to work out in the end. So let us know what happens.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. So we have another caller. Do you want
sure.
to? Yeah. You ready? All right. We got Tamika from New York.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, because Nancy just got back from there, September 3rd, 78.
Hi.
Tamika, are you there? Hi, Tamika.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So.
I'm just.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, I'm just wanting to know if I'm debating if I should get back involved with my ex-boyfriend who's back in my life now, and he wants to reconcile, and he's saying that he's serious now and wants to get married by the end of the summer. He's just basically telling me he's serious now. But I also just found out that he was sort of briefly dating someone. I don't know how long, but he's saying that it's over now and it's not like that between them two anymore. So I'm just wondering if it's totally dead, if he started something where he has feelings with someone else, can I just ignore that and just go on with him, or do I have anything that I should know?
Okay, well, obviously, your fears are being triggered. And I mean, when did you start getting back together? Like, first of all, how long were you in a relationship with him before?
We've been in a relationship for over 10 years. We were on and off for around six years, and then we were officially back together, and everything was great for around 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Okay, so that's a long, okay, so proclaiming that he wants to get married by the end of the summer, or at least that he wants to get married by the end of the summer, or be engaged?
He wants to get married, he's saying.
Wow, okay. Are you ready to get married by the end of the summer?
I know my feelings are definitely there with him. I just want to know that I can trust him and that his feelings are definitely there the way your feelings are supposed to be there for me. I don't know exactly, like, what's going on right now with his feelings.
I'm going to say, you know, he's done the breakup. He's gotten into a relationship. It wasn't what he wanted. And he's coming back because this is what he wants. I'm going to say it looks really good. Just you need to work through you need to work through what happened along the way. And why you allowed, you know, like, did you grow during the time you were off? Like, did you go out and did you date? Or were you waiting for him?
I didn't date. My feelings never changed for him. I was just kind of going through it and, like, healing myself, just kind of being around family. But my feelings really never moved as far as my feelings for him goes. I didn't start dating anyone. I was debating even now. I'm kind of debating, but
okay.
I never went to go see him.
All right. Like, what we're going to do is we're going to go to break right now. So you're going to stay on the phone, and
okay.
We're going to go to break. And when we come back, we'll give you some more information, all right?
All right.
All right. So we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send us an instant feedback. But because I have Nancy Arruda here from Universal Sky, who is my in-house astrologer, please be really clear about what you want if you're going to do an instant message, but also include your date of birth. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul. with Nancy Ruta and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We are here. We're talking about, you know, all the things that are going on. Nancy chose today to talk about relationships, so it is, of course, not surprising that our call right now is about relationship. If you want to know more about Nancy, you can find her on the web at universalsky.com. And Nancy's gift definitely is, although very intuitive, intuitive with an astrology background. So astrology is definitely her thing. So that's why when you call in, let us know your date of birth. All right, so Tamika.
Yes,
there you are. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to say I don't think you have anything to worry about him. I'm just wondering whether you are ready for all of this. And I think that there's some stuff that you maybe needed to learn while you guys were broken up for a while. And I don't know if you did or whether you went through some of that stuff. Nancy, what are you getting?
Okay. Like, coming from your own personal energy, there is this strong desire to be in a relationship. It's been with you most of your life. So it's like when you had your sights on a guy, it's like that's what you would focus on all the time, that one specific energy. Now, this goes back even to when you were a kid and, you know, you liked a guy in grade school. It was really hard for you to see other opportunities out there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Okay. So keep that in mind, that you have in your own natural energy this strong desire to anchor a relationship, and that's kind of like one of your primary goals in this lifetime. The learning for you around that is where you get to utilize free will and discernment with whom you desire to have a relationship with. And that's where you're in a point of creation and you get to choose the who. So I want to say, don't rush into marriage. Take your time. Think about if that's, you know, if the person you're looking at marrying is the right one for you. I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying he's wrong. Okay. That's totally your choice. But really ask yourself, like, is this the person you want to be with for the rest of your life? And I agree with Lori in terms of, is he committed? I get a strong vibration in, yes, he is committed. But at the same time, he had the opportunity to see, you know, what else is out there. And he realized he's getting a good catch.
Yeah.
So there is strong potential for this relationship to be positive and to work. You just really need to ask yourself, do you feel it's the right person for you? And that's where you're in a point of choice. And that's why it's a little difficult decision for you to make at this point in time. So, you know, don't rush into it. Take your time. You can get married in 6 months. There's nothing saying you have to get married now or at the end of the summer.
But enjoy yourself and, you know, figure it out.
Yeah.
Take some time.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. So are we ready for another call or did you want to talk?
Okay. No, we're good.
All right. So
I'm on a roll.
You're on a roll. Let's bring Melissa in.
Hi.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here. How's it going?
Good. So you're wanting to know about a move?
Well, yeah, I'm still in that recovery house, and I was wondering if it's okay for me to move back in with my boyfriend or not, like, for me and my daughter. I'm just frazzled right now.
Okay. How do you feel about that? Like, was he part of the problem?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I'm picking that he is part of the problem. I also get that you have like a major wish here with regards to a partnership. So yeah, it's just that I'm not sure the past is where you're wanting to go with this, Melissa. Like I think, I'm not sure. Like I feel that if you do go that route, that there's the possibility of you, you know, not being able to maintain all the positive things that you've pushed forward for. And that you could slip back and that could be part of the tower. But if you don't do that, that there may be some opportunities for you. And I know it's not like it's, you know, it's not easy, right? You've been going through a lot of stuff. And so it's not easy to just sort of, I get a really positive feel at the end here. It's just this messiness in between. And maybe it's you just being, I don't know. I get a feeling that it's somebody else that can be coming into your life that is going to offer you something much more stable and from a place where you can both for you all to grow.
Hmm.
What do you get? What are you getting, Nancy?
Yes, I agree. What's really interesting is you have Mercury retrograde in the sign of Leo in your natal chart. So I want to tell you, you're going into a period of empowerment. The only time Mercury retrograde is beneficial is for those individuals who are born with a Mercury retrograde. So as we talk about like the doldrums of the upcoming Mercury retrograde, for you, it's a period of empowerment. You need to trust your thought process. Now, for most people, I would say don't trust your thought process. For you, you need to trust what you think over what you feel. Okay, because what you're thinking in this particular situation is correct. What you're feeling is kind of like energy gremlins coming from the past, pulling on you. And I want to say that you need a clean break from the past. Okay, now it's up to you to define what that means, but any past associations can pull you backwards into past behaviors. So there's this, you kind of really need to evaluate where you're at, and do you want to go backwards or do you want to keep moving forward? Because there's this strong push to moving forward.
Yeah, I have 6 months clean and sober. I definitely do not want to go backwards at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you go back into the environment of, you know, living in the household with your partner, and I'm not saying your partner's a bad person because I don't think he is, right?
No, he's not.
Going to be that desire to go back into those past behaviors of what it was like when you were living there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to try not to create that same situation. So it's not easy. I'm not saying it is easy. But it's doable, and I get you have the upper hand. You just need to continue to strive with you and your daughter at this point in time. This is more about your wellness versus your relationship wellness. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, like, I want to say, you know, try a few more months. Try another 6 months without moving back in. See what happens. Then see if you feel... like, if your thought process is in alignment with moving back in, then evaluate it at that time. Right? But I wouldn't rush into it right now.
Do you think that there might be somebody else coming into my life?
It's a possibility. You can't go living your life on the hopes of somebody else coming in.
But there is always somebody.
Yes, there is always. Right? It's just a matter of timing.
Yeah.
And the timing is going to be when you're ready to handle it. Right. And it's going to be a person who can support where you're at. And not to say that your current partner won't support where you're at, but there's that tendency to fall backwards based on familiarity.
Yeah.
So.
Totally makes sense.
And, you know, as much as the people around us are usually there to support and love us, sometimes, you know, they think, well, you know, it was okay. Like, they sabotage. Not on purpose, just from familiarity. Just from, well, this is what you like to do in the past, so let's, you know, like, it's just a piece that just, when you're really, really strong and you know it's the right thing, then you won't have to ask us. You'll know.
Yeah. Well, I want to move back to California anyways after I'm done with my treatment, so.
Good.
I don't know.
Good.
Focus on, you know, building your vision for yourself and your daughter at this point.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not about not including the partner. Yeah. If he's meant to be with you, he'll go with you and he'll understand and honor the process.
Totally. Makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Well, we love talking to you, Melissa, so let us know what happens. You're doing an awesome job.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. All right.
Bye. All right. Well, we're almost ready for our next break. Did you have any? Where were we talking? Did we get to Mercury retrograde? We kind of did.
Kind of did. This particular Mercury retrograde is transpiring in the sign of Leo. It stays in the sign of Leo when it stations direct. So just get the dates here. It stations retrograde on July 14th, 2012.
Saturday?
This Saturday at approximately 10:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 12 degrees of Leo, 32 minutes. It then stations direct on August 8th, 2012 at 1:40 a.m.
A little bit more than 3 weeks.
1 degree of Leo, 25 minutes. And when I find when Mercury goes retrograde in the sign of Leo, there's a lot of ego issues, a lot of ego-based conversations, right?
Me, me, me.
Me, me, me. I want, I want, I want. Yeah. It's all about me.
All about me. All about communication breakdowns. All about me.
Yeah.
Poor me. Poor, poor, poor me. All right. Well, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other things that are going on. We will also talk more about relationships. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback and send us a message, just because we do have Nancy here with us, Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Please include your date of birth. All right. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Nancy is with us usually every first and third Wednesday of the month, but this month she's going to be with us the second and third Wednesday of the month. And the last Wednesday of the month, we're going to have an interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza. So definitely join us with that. It's his new book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It should be an excellent interview. So we've been talking about relationships. We've been talking about Mercury. What did we just looked up some things.
Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
We looked at the dates.
No, I know. You're just looking up Neptune, and Neptune's gone.
Yeah, I was, because there's a lot of really heightened dream energy going on right now.
Really heightened.
So, yeah, and where dreams are very, very vivid.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that has to do with an aspect that transpired, I believe it was yesterday. I wrote about it. So let's see. Yes, Mercury's square North Node, which means it was also square the South Node.
Mercury and, or Neptune?
Sorry, Neptune.
Okay.
I'm having a Mercury retrograde moment.
I was like, what does Mercury have to do with our dreams?
What does Mercury have to do with Neptune?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing right now. That would call, like, that's a little Mercury retrograde slip. Yes. Sorry. Neptune was square the North Node and South Node. And typically, when we think of something squaring North Node or South Node, it does pull in, like, soul lesson energy.
Yes.
And with Neptune being the ruler of the soul consciousness or the higher soul or the highest possible vibration that you can fathom for your energy, when it interacts with the North Node, it's like you're being given little snippets of your path and your purpose in life and what your soul came here to learn. And quite often it comes through the dream time, so through vivid dreaming. Now, typically with dreams, when you look at a standard dream, even if it's vivid or not, it normally doesn't make a lot of sense logically, okay, because it's not logical.
Right.
It's creative in nature. So what you need to do is take a look at your dream, really break down the symbolism in your dream. Did you see a clock, a car? What color was the car? And then ask yourself, what do all those symbols mean to you? If you're stuck on something, yes, you can look it up in a dream dictionary. However, I have found most dream dictionaries to be very fatalistic in nature and very, very negative. So, like, I don't feel that that really serves. There is one dream dictionary that I do recommend because it asks you questions about the symbol. And that's by, I can't remember the name of the dream dictionary, but it's by Mary Summer Rain. And it has like a leaf on the front cover. Oh, sorry, a feather on the front cover.
Nice.
Right. So, yeah, I really like that one because it asks you questions about your symbols. So you come to your own conclusion about your symbols.
Right.
And the questions are in alignment with the vibrational meaning of that symbol. So, and yeah, so create a list of your symbols. Take note of how you felt during the dream, how you felt when you woke up, and it'll tell you a story. Right. So if I think red, I think action. So it's not about the color red. It's about taking action. Right. If I felt sad when I woke up, it could be because I didn't take action. So, like, create a symbolic list of words and your feelings that went with the dream, and you'll come up with a story into what that dream's telling you in terms of soul alignment. So, and some of the dreams I've had in the last couple days was very, very literal. So, And at one point it was, we're going to show you a part of your soul purpose. So there was just this big voice talking to me and I'm listening to it auditorily, right? And then I was playing out this little movie and I'm like, but I had to read into the movie part to identify with the soul purpose part. But like my mind had said, we're going to show you your soul's purpose. So it was just weird.
Cute.
Yes.
Very cute.
But yes, a lot of dreams going on right now.
I'm thinking of the one that I had most recently, and it was weird because I was back in school, you know, but not, I wasn't in like the school part of school. I was picking out my placement and I got really excited because I got exactly what I wanted, was exactly the placement I wanted. And they even gave me the child that I wanted. I asked for like an autistic child and they said, you know, this could be really difficult. Why are you choosing this? And then there was something I had to do and I had to go out. And then as I was coming back, something was trying to interfere with me coming back. And so, you know how you're in a rush to get back somewhere and everything
yes.
sort of, well, it was like a specific, like things just kept, you know, interfering. And then at one point something started floating down. It was like this big tree was like losing all this white fluff or something. And everything in me said, don't breathe, just go. It was like, so it was, anyway, it was very interesting because it was like I was very excited about not so much the fact that I was going to be learning something new because I wasn't feeling like I was learning something new, but it was like I was practicing. I was starting to practice all the things that I've been wanting to do. and got very excited about that. And then the little things, it was like, this is, you know, because clearing is so still part of my work. So this little bit about, well, you know, don't breathe. This isn't yours. Just go.
Go.
Just go.
Yeah. And to me, that dream is pretty clear. Okay? You're getting exactly what you wanted. Right? So whatever it is you're asking for, you're getting exactly what you want. Right? And that level of excitement picked up. And that feeling of excitement is what you need to keep reminding yourself of every time you take action towards what it is that you want to create.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I had a similar dream where I woke up with this love vibration.
Nice.
And my heart chakra was wide open and I'm like, oh, feel the love, feel the love. And all day I held that love vibration all day, no matter what I was dealing with. And I dealt with some pretty sticky stuff, right? But I'm like, you know what? Heart chakra open, feeling the love, letting it flow. It was like the cellular activation of love that moved through me all day yesterday.
Nice.
On my drive down into Toronto today, you know, you kind of lose that love vibration in the traffic. And I'm just like, you know what? I remember that love from yesterday. And I consciously held that vibe with me and like didn't get stuck in traffic anywhere. And if I did, it didn't bother me. Because I was just holding that love vibe.
Yeah. It was funny because I even had a teacher that was trying to give me a hard time. And I just looked at her and went, it's okay. This is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Like it was, you know, and she goes, okay.
So, and that would be recognizing an obstacle and pursuing through that obstacle.
Right. Yeah. It was a cool dream.
I was
happy. The other one that I had like the day before was like this weird dream where like, there was some relationship, but then, anyway, I won't go into that one, but it was very strange.
Yeah, I've had some really strange ones over the last couple days, too. Like, and I thought it was just because I was in a different city.
Yeah, but I was really happy. Like, it was really happy, and then I was, like, talking about my girlfriend's past relationship, like he had died or something, and then about to say, and then I was thinking, well, is she moving into a relationship? And I was like, oh, this is actually for her next wedding. And I'm like, it was like weird. Like I was like, and then I had a picture flat back of the past that I'd already gone through of the guy that she was now marrying. I'm like, all right then. So I was like all happy and stuff, but it was like, this is just so weird.
Yeah. And on that note, when you get those dreams where you jog from past to present, there is a connection. So there's a connection to what you're seeing in the past to what you're doing in the present.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't relate to you, because people in your dreams are reflections of yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's really about, like, for example, past relationship, present. Past relationship, present. It's about past relationships and how you're working through that presently, whether you're in one or not.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So the marriage could be like you're going to marry yourself and create a union with yourself, which we're already in. Most people don't acknowledge that, right? Because they're looking for that external union.
Right.
We're already in a union with ourselves. Most of us don't honor it. A lot of people don't honor the union that they have with themselves first. And as the sun goes through the sign of cancering, it's the sign of nurturing and wanting to be nurtured. And you can't give or nurture anybody else beyond the capacity that you can nurture yourself.
Yeah.
So if you're constantly giving and giving and giving and giving to the point where you ignore your own needs, you need to ask yourself, what are you avoiding? Because the majority of the giving that you're giving is hollow.
Well, and it's usually because we're stuck in this, you know, being nice person. It's, we want everybody to like us. So, you know, we're doing all of these things, not even aware that we're doing all of these things, trying to be the nice person, the person that everybody will like, and we're not being authentic. We're not being who we are. In fact, in most cases, we start to resent all of that extra stuff that we've been doing.
Yes.
And it comes back to us and bites us in the butt. Notice how I avoided the other aspect?
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's been...
Yeah, so if you're in this place of, I need other people to like me, what don't you like about yourself?
Well, we all have things.
We have lists.
Yeah. This new
Mercury retrograde?
Yeah. This new bit that I'm starting to work on with the soul integration, I mean, that's bringing those pieces that got, like, separated out when we made some of these more of the, you know, the big dramatic things that happened in our lives where,
yes.
you know, and it may have been like a simple statement of you're stupid or, you know, somebody may have hit you and made some comment about, you know, I don't love you or I hate you or whatever, that we really separated out from ourselves and
yes.
took on as a belief.
And one way to recognize those points are, it's almost like you go into shock.
Right.
So you literally feel a part of yourself jump out of you, right? Or you disconnect with a part of your identity in those moments.
Of course, and when you're two, you might not have, but yeah.
It's hard to go back and consciously realign with that experience, but it still may have transpired.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they continue to transpire as you do age,
yeah.
right? Those moments of shock.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from break.
Okay.
We're going to go to break now. If you have a question, and I know a lot of people do, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or Nancy and I will just continue to chat about relationships, which has been an interesting and fun experience. You're listening to Intuitive Soul of Nancy Arruda on Universal Sky. Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
New Sky Radio. com.
Tell me.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and you are listening to Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Nancy's with us usually every first and third, but she's going to be with us the second and third, which means she will be back with us again
next week,
which is, what's the 18th?
I know that. I should have known that.
The 18th. So, yeah. And Nancy is our in-house astrologer, and, you know, we love her. So if you do have a question or you're going to call us next week, just remember to add in your date of birth. All right. So where were we? We were off talking about Neptune and dreams.
And dreams. And then we went somewhere else. Guests to relationships. I don't know. Let's pick a new topic.
We also have, didn't you say Uranus is going
Uranus retrograde? Is going retrograde. Yes. We can look at Uranus retrograde.
And that is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Even.
Yes. And because it's an outer planet, it does happen. Well, there goes my charts,
of course.
Quite often.
There we go.
Okay. So, yes, it goes retrograde tomorrow at 5:48 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 8 degrees of Aries, 32 minutes. So it does go retrograde at least once a year.
Right.
And it will be retrograde for several months.
Yeah.
It will go direct December 13th, 2012, the day after my birthday. Couldn't go direct the day before.
Yeah, that would be
much nicer. Had to wait until the day after, but that's okay. I guess the universe doesn't revolve around me.
No? Are you sure?
Pretty sure. So Uranus direct December 13th, 2012 at 7:02 a.m., at 4 degrees of Aries, 36 minutes.
Oh, it doesn't move very far.
No, it moves. It's a slow-moving planet.
It's one of the outer ones.
Yeah. So it moves like maybe 5-6 degrees a year. Mm. So it takes 7 years to transit a sign.
Uranus.
Yes. And Uranus is the higher mind vibration. So Mercury's the lower mind. Uranus would be the higher mind. If Mercury's the personal thought process, Uranus would be universal thought process.
Okay. Right.
Right. I wouldn't call it collective consciousness. That might be more like of a Neptune energy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Or maybe it is the collective conscious. Meaning in the consciousness
conscious
of the masses.
The unconscious would be Neptune.
Right. Right. So the collective unconscious would be Neptune.
Right.
So, yes, I love it when Uranus and Mercury align and there's a conjunction because my mind opens up and I'm on instant channel mode.
Mm.
And I can just write and write and write and write.
Is that happening or is that just
No, it happened a while ago. Yeah, no, it's beneficial for me personally.
I see. Right.
Right?
Right.
But here we have the two planets going retrograde at the same time. So
right.
I'm wondering, like, okay, it could have like a dual effect. My channel might shut down in terms of writing, or it could totally open up and I do that inward, like, analytical.
In fact, don't we have
answering.
Two Mercury retrogrades during the Uranus?
The next Mercury retrograde would be...
It's in December 2, or is it November?
Yeah, November.
Yeah, so both of them are during...
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Does it come direct before?
Yes, it does. Mercury is direct, goes retrograde November the 6th, and then stations direct November 26th.
Okay, so after.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some big correlation then between the two of them, because first Uranus goes and then 2 days later, Mercury, and then it ends with Uranus coming out of a Mercury retrograde, and then Mercury still in retrograde.
No, Mercury does its retrograde in direct before Uranus goes direct.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
But it's just the shadow. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh,
it'll be in the shadow still. And that happens in...
So there's got to be some powerful thing happening around communication in the next...
Communication and inward thinking.
6 months.
Yeah, internalizing. So, like, really processing your thought process.
Wow. I think there's going to be something big.
It's a possibility.
It just feels weird.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just saying I think there's going to be something big. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bad.
No.
There's going to be something big going on. Yeah.
A lot of awakening, I think. Well, it's been happening all year. People are awakening. And Uranus in the sign of Aries is awakening to the self.
It was Pluto square Uranus? Was it? Was that the?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Pluto that. Is square Uranus, which is also an awakening energy.
Right. That right? was what we discussed the last time, right? Two yeah. weeks ago or something.
Yes, 2 weeks ago. And it continues until, I think it was 2015.
Yeah.
Like March of 2015 is the last hit. There's seven hits, which yeah. is an interesting number.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. A power number.
Yeah.
A spiritual power number.
Yes. So the fact that there's seven hits in this time of awakening is interesting.
Yeah. And just, I think some interesting things are going to happen in the next little while. Again, I don't see the stickiness of the first part of the year. I feel it's going to be a bit smoother. That whatever it is,
I agree. Yeah. I feel lighter energy myself already, and we're 2 days away from a Mercury retrograde, and I'm not feeling that heavy Mercury retrograde feeling that I normally do.
Yeah. So maybe it's all interconnected in a better way for us to sort of move through. Something feels definitely lighter, better, something around that.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
There is a lighter vibe in the air.
All right, so...
Which is good.
I hope you guys learned something from this little conversation we had today.
Yes, and we touched pretty much on everything.
We touched on a lot of things. But the one thing that we started with was, you know, make sure you're not in the I owe you or you owe me
yeah.
relationship dynamic, because that one we got to work through now.
Yeah.
Because we only got a few more weeks before Venus goes out of the shadow, and we want to have that all cleaned up and ready so that we can really move forward in relationships, because then Saturn moves out of Libra and we're good to go.
We're good to go. We're changing. We're transforming, transmuting at a foundational level.
Okay. So somebody's just asking us, we're not going to go into it too much. Yeah, it's definitely probably the worst time to buy a computer. Okay, Shelly. So please, do not buy a computer during Mercury retrograde. If you do, keep the receipt. You'll probably be going back.
In November, when Mercury goes retrograde again.
Or earlier. All right. So this has been a great show, Nance. She's back with us next week, so on the 18th. She can be found on the internet at universalsky.com. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And, yeah. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.